What about in a blister? What comes out of that?
War.
And you say a bee stung me in my hand. Did what?
Swollen up.
You say it's still pretty badly.
Sore.
Or it's still...
Got a sting in it.
Or
it's swollen.
And you say if a bee stings you, then your hand will...
be sore, swollen up.
And someone got shot or stabbed.
And you know about going to get your homework if you got any yet.
If somebody got shot or stabbed, you'd say you'd have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And, you know, sometimes the wound won't heal back right. It gets sort of a skinless growth over it. You call that?
Infection.
Did you ever hear some kind of flesh?
Proud flesh, yeah.
What's that like?
Well, it just, it grows over the where it won't heal up, and it's, I guess, I don't know what you would call it. It is flesh. It just grows, it won't heal back together, and it has to be took off for it to heal up.
How do you take it off?
Well, on a horse or something, just put lime, unslacked lime on it, and it'll eat it off. But if you've got it on you, why, you about, most of the time you have to go to the doctor and get them to cut it off or burn it off.
Say if you had a little cut on your finger, a brown liquid medicine that stings.
Iodine.
What about a real bitter medicine people used to take?
Quinine.
And if someone was shot and didn't recover, you say, well, the doctor did all he could, but still the man
died.
Any nicer ways of saying somebody died?
Passed away.
What about a kind of crude way of saying that?
Give it up, I guess.
Just plain old dead.
Passed on.
And you say, well, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died
from.
And a place where people are buried.
Cemetery.
Any other names for that?
Graveyard.
What about what they put the body in?
Casket.
Any other?
Vault.
And you say, after he died, everybody went to the
funeral.
And
to go to the phone.
If people are dressed in black, you say that they're in.
Mourning.
Say on an average sort of day, if someone asks you how you're feeling, you'd say, oh, I'm...
all right. Feel fine.
Okay. And this is a disease that children used to get and die from, that choke
diphtheria.
Up.
Diphtheria.
Okay. It's a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
Yellow genders, I guess.
What about when you have a pain down here?
Appendicitis.
Okay. And if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you'd say you had the...
indigestion.
Or you had the... do what? If it came back up.
And vomit.
Any other ways of saying that?
Throw up.
Which sounds nicer?
Well, I think vomit probably.
What sounds really bad to say?
Throw up, I guess.
Do you ever hear puke or vomit?
Yeah.
What?
Puke.
Say the person vomited, you say he was sick.
Sick on his stomach.
And if a boy kept on going over to the same girl's house and like he was seriously interested in her, you'd say that he was
dating her boyfriend.
Do you ever hear people
still
say
go and study or something?
Do you ever hear people say courting or sparking?
Yeah, courting, sparking. Used to spark. I don't think of spark anymore, the whole courting now.
What's the difference?
Hey, done. All the same.
And he would be called her
fiance or boyfriend.
And she would be his
girlfriend.